Jagaranjana. Jasodanandana Braja Jagaranjana. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 4, Chapter 21. Entitled Instructions by Maharaj Pritul, text 43. Te shamaham tat aryavahe yadikit kiritam ayuho yamityada brit bibrita ashupapam Nasyat yamum sarvaguna bhajanti Te shamaham pada sarojarenum Aryavaheya dhikiritam ayuho Yamityada bibrita ashupapam Nasyat yamum sarvaguna vajanti. ladies. Tesham, of all of them, aham, I, pada, feet, saroja, lotus, renum, dust, arya, O respectable persons. Vaheya shall bear Adhi up to Kiritam helmet Ayuho up to the end of life Yam which Nityada always Tibrataha carrying Ashu, very soon. Papam, sinful activities. Nashyati, are vanquished. Amum, all those. Sarvaguna, fully qualified. Bhajanti, worship. Translation. O respectable personalities present here, I beg the blessings of all of you that I may perpetually carry on my crown the dust of the lotus feet of such brahmanas and vaishnavas up to the end of my life. He who can carry such dust on his head is very soon relieved of all the reactions which arise from sinful life, and eventually he develops all good and desirable qualities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said that one who has unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which means unflinching faith in the Vaishnava, or the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, develops all the good qualities of the demigods. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati kinchana sarvair ganashtatra samasate sara. Bhagavatam 5.18.12. Prahlad Maharaj also said, Nashamati stavad arukramang green. Bhagavatam 7.5.32. Unless one takes the dust of the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava on one's head, one cannot understand what the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, and unless one knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's life remains imperfect. And in that purified condition, he also states, all good qualities will automatically, in course of time, be manifest within that person. And we know from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, how Krishna feels towards those who manifest very nice qualities. they're very dear to him. And what can one desire beyond that, being very dear to Krishna? You come before Krishna and Krishna smiles. What can one want more than that? So, he's king. He's just been put in that position, the king of kings, the emperor of so many other kings. And just a little, in the course of the International Leadership Sangha, the ILS, one of the things, maybe it's already happened because my knee situation, I can't get around very much. But the lines of authority, Bhadrin Ryan spoke about that already. Lines of authority paper. Yes? No? Yes. So there's discussion, what does this term authority mean? And authority is being invested in some authority. From in our spiritual circle, it's descending. Authority is something derived from some authority, and their authority is invested. This one very practical example that comes to mind is in 1975, the first GBC meeting, where Srila Prabhupada personally raised his hand along with everybody else that raised their hand that were GBC members, and they took votes on things. The first resolution was describing the GBC. And the statement goes something like this. Srila Prabhupada is the founder Acharya, and the GBC is to execute the will of Srila Prabhupada, and they have no other purpose. They don't derive their authority from any other purpose than that one thing. And each GBC member derives their authority from the GBC that derives its authority from Prabhupada. And there's no other line of authority. There's no other authority than that descending authority. There's authority. Now take that example of what authority is, something that's descending. Here's Prithu. He's a Shaktivesh-avatar. He's an incarnation of God. But he's teaching by example what, now having received the authority of king, he sees it as a descending kind of authority, the authority derived from pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is pleasing those who are so more eminently qualified than him, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. And who is he? He's an incarnation of God. But he's showing by example. And then he's instructing, because that's another duty of an authority, is to educate, to give clear guidelines and instructions and understandings why certain things are to be done the strength of Scripture. He's describing why this is so important, all my dear citizens, to take this position. Here's how it is done. Here's why it is done. This is to be done. And then by example, he shows by example, this is my position. I take the dust from their feet, not just as another ornament, because they already have this nice crown, just see, nice big crown. But the crown is just a burden, unless it's blessed, unless the authority invested in the king or anyone else that may have some authority somewhere doing something. It's just a burden if it's not in the service of the favor, the blessings, the happiness, the following, as Prabhupada is saying in the purport, following the instructions of those who are eminently qualified, the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas. That's the qualification of receiving and properly discharging authority to do whatever needs to be done in our practical lives in Krishna consciousness. There is, in this lines of authority paper, if you haven't read it, I'll just say a couple of things. I just finished reading it again. It's very nicely written. There's spiritual and managerial authority. Not to say that managerial authority is not spiritual. Managerial authority in Krishna consciousness, when one is in Krishna consciousness and one is receiving such authority, it's also spiritual, but it's of a different type. It's managerial. And then there's spiritual authority. Now, I don't have the verse. I neglected to bring it with me, but there's a very nice verse where Raghunath Das Goswami speaks of a clean mirror. And when there's the metaphor is where there's a clean mirror, then you can see your face. And there isn't a clean mirror, you see something else. You see a distortion. You see something, and it's a distortion. So one can't properly even see oneself. It's a distortion. So one can't properly even see oneself, what to speak of the duties that one has to execute and the persons who are to be pleased by that servant. And the instructions are from the instructors. And in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, our primary Shiksha Guru is Srila Prabhupada. His instructions are very clear, and we place them upon our head and bring them within our heart. Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grananti, Sadavaha. We hear them, we speak them, and we bring them in our heart. And that guides our life. Our life becomes carrying out the instructions. That's how you get the dust. It doesn't mean when you offer flowers to Prabhupada, you can't touch his feet, and that's a no-no. You can do that, and that's important. But minus carrying out the instructions of, in a literal sense, practical sense, in a from-the-heart sense, it's incomplete. It becomes a ritual. Without the essence, the ritual doesn't carry you to the proper, to the intended place. The mission of Srila Prabhupada painstakingly, meticulously, very, very carefully presenting in great detail instructions that would live beyond him in the form of his books so that he could give the dust from his lotus feet. He could give the instructions for us to carry out throughout our lives, achieving the satisfaction of the Personality of Godhead, that the blessings of the Personality of Godhead, purification of heart, necessary clarity and purity to carry out our duties, proper qualities, so that the qualitative way in which those duties are being executed are pleasing to the Vaishnavas and to Krishna. That's what our life is meant to be. This is the medium, this dust from the lotus feet of our founder Acharya and those representing by their nice example and their teachings, the founder Acharya. This is what inspires me in terms of the topic of leadership and exercising authority. Everyone, without exception, we're servants constitutionally. And in that service, we have some responsibility. And with that responsibility, some authority to whatever you do. Whatever you do, leave your shoes in a proper place. To execute whatever it is that you do in that mood is executing, receiving authority and executing authority in a proper manner. always the servant of these instructions and these persons giving these instructions. Striving always throughout our lives, not just one time do it and then okay, I did it, but continuously staying, deepening that mood and becoming in heart more purified, more qualified, more an instrument, nimitta matram bhavya savya sachin, just being an instrument of the will of our founder Acharya. This is what leadership is. As Prabhupada would sometimes say, that the best leader is the best follower. So I was inspired by this verse and wanted to share it in that way. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Dravida?
Note that both of these verses quoted in the purport to this verse are spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. Yes, Yasti Bhakti is also by Prahlad.
Okay.
He's offering them to Mishringa Dev in Jambudvipa. Interesting.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Can somebody assist with the microphone passing program?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So I would like to ask one question, right? Sometimes we see our authority, how to overlook their mistake. Like for example, in our system, like don't eat too much sweet, and then the authority takes sweet, we saw it. Like for example, this is just one example. There are certain mistakes when the authority makes, but how to overlook it and then have faith on the authority. It's like overseeing, or it can be anything, like small things. But then the junior sees the seniors not doing it's supposed to do small things. But how to have faith and overlook this type of mistakes in the authority? Hare Krishna.
Several things. One thing is the big picture. By that I mean seeing the example, character, and standard of the leader. If there's this, but then there's this, what's the nature and character of that person? So don't just look at the spot on the moon, but look at the light of the moon. Saying the same thing, slightly different way. Is this person a strict follower of the instructions in a broad sense? If so, they will become purified. Because, so the respect goes to the process of bhakti and the bhakti that's carried in the heart of that person. Having said that, go on the other side, and there should be some discrimination. We should know what's what. So if there's some, as you said, the example that you gave was a small, and you said it three times, small. So small is put into proper perspective. It's small, not big. Small. On that basis, I'm discriminating individual, I look at the big picture and I see the consistent behavior of this individual. And so it's, because it's small, the process of bhakti will address it. But if it's big, then the process of discrimination is still there. I didn't abandon it, didn't switch it off. Then is there some pattern? Big. And then, you know, my position is, let me never abandon my position of being the servant of the servant of the servant. So in that position, what are my options? Big, 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 big. What do I do? Then there's different options, and I can list some of them. You approach the person, or you approach the person's authority, but in the mood of the servant, not in the mood of something else. Or one of the things that we're going to be, you live here in Mayapur? No. So in that place where you live, another option is Ambuds. You know, Prajabihari is probably at some meeting somewhere. But Ambuds means, you know what that is? Like a village elder, a neutral person, mature, and you go and in confidence, you disclose in confidence. This is something, I'm not so clear, my heart is disturbed, but I don't want to be offensive, but if there is, if it's not small, but big, big, and it's consistent, something needs something. I don't know what to do. And then the village elder, or the ombuds person, keeping, you know, advising you to keep your heart pure. You don't meditate on contamination or fault, but then let them address the situation if it's not just small, but big. Does that help? One other thing. Bhakti Siddhanta, I'll make a long story short. One of the second writing of Bhakti Siddhanta that I read, the first writing of Bhakti Siddhanta that I read was when I was, before I had become a devotee. I received a Back to Godhead magazine that had an article by Bhakti Siddhanta in it. And I couldn't even pronounce the title. The Bhagavad is ontology, morphology, and somethingology. And then I read their article, the long story. And it was powerful. Every tenth word I had to look up in the dictionary, but it wasn't because it was technical. The purity was powerful. And 3 hours later, after reading the article, I experienced that I was in another place. Not because it was technical or high, it was pure. I was transported by his purity to another place. So I had, from the get-go, very deep affection and appreciation for this personality, this luminary, who I didn't know who he was or anything. Fast forward in time, I knew Bhakta in a temple. 1 week after that, Guru Das comes to visit the temple and he's got a stack of books. And I asked him, I said, can I look at that stack of books? Because I like books. Right at the top was a book by Bhakti Siddhanta. So I opened up the book. He said yes. So I opened up the book. And in the foreword page, this is long ago and it's like deeply embedded in my consciousness. The foreword, Bhakti Siddhanta wrote, so doing, he's simply indicating that his own heart is honeycombed with those same faults. Paragraph. Rather, a Vaishnava who is one who always looks within and Vaishnava. Wow. So there's some nice instruction to help you with that situation that you just found. Make your own heart pure first. When your heart is pure, then by prompting from Super Soul and so many nice instructions that you receive from Vaishnavas, you will then know how to address yourself to the situation you just mentioned from a position of pure heart. And it'll be done not only the right thing, but in the right way, in the right consciousness. First things first. Make your heart pure. That's a nice principle to live by. Someone else? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, that the verse which says, Yasya Prasanno Bhagavan Gunair Maitri Adibhi Tasmai Namanti Bhutani Namapa Shiva. So it says that Dhruva Maharaj, when he was returning back to home, you know, that verse says, all living entities bow down to one who has pleased the Supreme Lord and by his friendliness towards all living entities.
Yeah.
So after that, we hear about the section of Dhruva getting into the problem of Atirosh.
Yes.
So my question was this, that Bhagavatam always pinpoints the fine dust in the hearts of very great souls.
Yes.
Like Bharat Maharaj getting attached to Adiya and things like that. So, if a growing leader commits mistakes due to which a subordinate's devotion service is impeded, will that be counted as violence also? Will that be counted as violence?
Will that be considered as violence?
Yes.
Well, a lot depends on, let's go back to the Dhruva Maharaj situation. What happened? He got carried away. And the brahmanas who had accompanied him, in essence, they just tapped him on the shoulder and said, Dhruva, please remember what Lord Vishnu told you. You know, don't become bewildered. Stop your bewilderment. And then, so when that submissiveness, it's like the Apichatsudharacharo verse, when that submissiveness to the brahmanas and Vaishnavas and the personality of Godhead is intact, if there's some deviation, discrepancy, something, then how are we to look at that? And we look at it differently if it's not like that. So that's my answer, that's my response to your question. My answer is, yeah, but yes, if there's wrong, it's wrong. But how should we regard that wrong? You put it on that context of bhajate mam ananya bhav, and that tells us how we are to look at it. Oh, you're always got, you sit in the front row and you raise your hand like this. I'm just going to see if there's somebody else that wants it. Hey, there's some ladies in the back. It's all right, right? Sure. Speak slowly and clearly, if you would.
Doesn't Srila Prabhupada say that you shouldn't follow blindly?
You shouldn't?
Follow blindly.
Shouldn't follow blindly. Right. Like this response to this question over here. So you want to hear more about that? Don't follow blindly? Yes? Similar to what I said. Yes.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Just to add on that point, sometimes a devotee, because he doesn't want to follow the instruction, he can
do so many
try
things.
To find a fault in the authority who gave the instruction and use that as an excuse to not
That's
follow.
That's a very popular one. Yeah, that can happen. It happens. So therefore, the first business is make one's own heart pure. You know, it is the instruction in line with Prabhupada's instruction. And what should I do in such circumstances? It's become my responsibility. How does Prabhupada instruct in such a circumstance? What am I to do? Could you pass the microphone up this way so Prabhupada Swami can ask a question? And while that's happening, I want to just give a little anecdotal experience from my own Krishna consciousness. Without all the detail, once upon a time in New York, we had a leader who became a misleader. he went off the rails and started doing bad things. And I was so absorbed in book distribution and sankirtan, I didn't even know that that was going on. But some persons knew that it was going on, and I was just busy distributing books and encouraging book distribution. At a certain point in time, the temple president put his foot down and kicked the person out of the temple. In fact, it was his authority. And then later, Prabhupada wrote a letter to the devotees in the temple. And the letter was placed right by the side of the entrance. Pravita, were you there at that time? Okay. But remember the letter? Right beside the entrance of the door was Prabhupada's letter. And what Prabhupada, this is not blind following, what Prabhupada said was, please understand that you are not responsible for the wrongs that were done, because you are following my instruction, which is to follow your leader. Now Krishna has corrected the situation, and that person is gone, but please don't, and this isn't his words, but don't lament over what happened. Rather, Krishna has addressed the situation and go on nicely with your Krishna consciousness. Now that's what Prabhupada wrote to the devotees in general. He spoke differently to those who were senior devotees who knew what were going on, what was going on, and they didn't do anything. Without naming names, Prabhupada let him have it. You knew this was going on, you didn't do anything. You follow the difference here. According to position. So one should follow, but not blindly. And then if there's something that's big, it goes to the proper channel. And then those who are in that authority position of channel, of authority, they are to do something. Or, Maharaj?
There's not exactly a question, it's just to add to that.
Okay.
In 434 in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, one side he says about blind following, the other he says mental speculation. That blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. That one should not only hear submissively, but one should get a clear understanding through submission, service, and inquiry. So it's, one can go to either extreme. One can be a blind follower, or one could be simply a mental speculator. So our business is not sentiment, and it's not dry speculation. It's utilizing our intelligence to come to the proper transcendental mood of service.
Now I'm looking at the clock, and it says it's 9 o'clock. It's time to end. I was requested to mention something about Gaur Govinda Maharaj, because this is the day where his disciples are honoring his disappearance, which took place right upstairs here in Mayapur. This is the day where they are observing Gaur Govinda Maharaj's disappearance. A book, where's the author? Ah. So, somewhere in the courtyard or out there, there's going to be copies of this of those for those who would like to purchase one. My appreciation of Gaur Govinda Maharaj was, my association with him is very limited. I'll just say one little thing. Once upon a time, I think it was 1974, it might have been 75, devotees from New York, under the GBC ship of Adi Keshava, accepted an invitation of Bhagwat Prabhu to go to Puri, visit Puri, and visit Bhuvaneshwar. So when we visited Bhuvaneshwar, my jaw dropped, because all I saw in ISKCON Bhuvaneshwar was a field of dirt, in the midst of fields of dirt. It was nada, it was nothing, just a bunch of nothing. And then, except there was a little fence going around and a little straw hut in the middle of a field of dirt. And that's ISKCON Bhubaneswar. And that little straw hut is still there, or replica of it, where both Gaur Govinda Maharaj stayed, where he was following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada to translate Prabhupada's books into Oriya and to establish a temple in his native country or state. And we heard from Bhagavat Prabhu the kind of schedule, the kind of austerities, the kind of preaching, the life that Gaur Govinda Maharaj led when there wasn't anything. But in a similar way, different, but similar to Prabhupada's taking the instructions of Srila Prabhupada to take Krishna consciousness to us, that's how I processed it. He was a follower of Srila Prabhupada who was, start with nothing and make something. And when you go to Bhubaneswar, you'll see something very different than what I saw in 1974, 1975. On the strength of the faith and mood of service of one soul, who Srila Prabhupada gave an instruction to and immediately made it his life and soul. And now we have Krishna consciousness in that place, from that, what, that little seed. And the title of this book is When Good Fortune Arises. So, life and teachings of Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj. If your time permits, you can go look at the table and take the book and give your respect, at least during the day, some prayers of appreciation for his wonderful service to our founder, Acharya. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.